Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X. A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
They're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim in tribute. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be children the same stands on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Aleikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are listening to The Narrative. Today is May 16, 2021, and it's a rainy day in Houston. And I just want to say hello to everyone. Pull up your chairs or sit back on your little couch or your little, you know, we just get comfortable because we're going to be covering a lot of information today, and I'm going to go right into our program. I'm going to start with the newsletter, and then I'm going to say something about tomorrow, which will be May 17th, is tax day. It will be tax day. It'll be your day to turn in your taxes, and we're gonna say a few things about that concerning that today. Then we're gonna talk today to you about the power, understanding the power of God, the powers with an S, the powers of God, and the struggle for balance. So newsletter 65. It says, character builders, Why are the conditioned to fear the darkness? Should the darkness be feared or studied? First, what is fear? Fear is an emotion that comes from out of our defense mechanism that triggers flight or fight within the human, animal, fowl, and sea creatures. Fear, like thought, is liquid chemistry that is released into our system during times of great stress. Despite the situation, fear causes one to act in either positive or negative ways for one's own survival. Fear in positive ways causes one to build up a defense by prompting caution of a feared event that is happening or about to happen. Just like the animals and the mammals of the sea, caution must be taken because of predators constantly on the prowl for food driven by their hunger. That is natural. But what about human beings? What drives our fears? Here are some: fear of hunger, loss of life, loss of property, loss of freedom, and fear of extinction. Remember in the first paragraph of this newsletter, why are the people conditioned to fear the darkness? We are conditioned to fear the darkness from childhood by the social engineers of world domination. Fear has always been used to place mental markers on the people's thought processes of greatness that will appear in your thoughts on a daily basis. It has been discovered that 60,000 or more thoughts flow through the human mind daily. Now, nestled within those 60,000 thoughts are thoughts of advancement and greatness. The power, the real power of life begins in the blackness. The action of life starts in the darkness. Thoughts emerge out of darkness. Study the darkness, not in the present state of the mind of the Caucasian rulers who misled you to believe that darkness is bad, but study the darkness from the beginning where the black life emerged. You will find that power flows in blackness, and with the emergence of light, darkness was produced to spark consciousness that led to action and movement. Do not fear the power of darkness. Instead, understand the power of darkness and dive deep within it, and you will find the power of the originator, the God consciousness of self within. All right, that's the newsletter. Get that out the way. I know it probably sparked in some of your mind after hearing me put positive and negative within fear. And some of you, if you would just sit down a minute, sit back and think, what kept you out of trouble in some instances? It was fear, wasn't it? Fear of consequences, fear that if I go break into this person's house, I may lose my life. Was that a positive or was that a negative? See, we got to think every little nuance that we hear of things today. We have to think. We have to become thinkers. And be honest with you, you really don't have time to be just sitting there contemplating nowadays. We're going to have to get up and we're going to have to make moves today. I'm going to bring in my co-host, Brother Wali Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Wali.
Walaikum salam, brother.
Yes, sir. Good to have you on. And, brother, you have any thoughts on the newsletter?
Oh, that was a really nice newsletter. I thought there were some excellent points you brought forth about darkness, light, and fear. I think it's pretty simple, pretty plain, where no one should have difficulty in understanding that.
Yes, sir. I thought it was probably very important, too, because this weekend I had the opportunity to listen to two programs where two CPAs was telling us talking to the people about concerning that these taxes is coming up. And tomorrow is the deadline for taxes. And I want to let first of all, I better say this. Not in by no means am I a professional. We got to always make that disclaimer whenever we get to talking about taxes and dealing with any type of finances. However, I do reserve the right as a person or a citizen to have an opinion and to share with you what my thoughts are concerning issues when it comes to finances. However, I'm not an advisor, so I think we have to put that out there. I'm gonna share some of what the CPAs were saying, which is very important since taxes are due tomorrow. All right. For those of you who may have not filed your taxes, we go back. We just choose the year 2017. Did you know that the IRS give you up to 3 years to file that tax, and after the third year it becomes delinquent. So any of you that's out there who have not filed your taxes from the year 2017, tomorrow would be the last day that you would have to file that tax report. Okay. And just go ahead and you, even if you're not particularly sure on what it is that you're doing, just try to make sure that it's pretty much near to correct and turn it in. But what I understand, the IRS is reporting that they have billions of dollars of people that's just sitting there because the people have not filed their 2017 taxes. We talking about over 1 point something billion dollars that's just sitting there, and for whatever reason is keeping the people from filing. The IRS had put that out that they want people to file the 2017 taxes. So just wanted to make sure I passed that on. And Brother Wiley, I'm asking this question.
Yep.
I thought this was pretty insightful that this other CPA that I heard this weekend, he asked a question. He said, do you know what is the biggest expense that you would spend in your lifetime? Most people, when they hear that, they would think automatically like what, your home, your car, you know, what would be the biggest purchase that you would have, you know what I'm saying? So this was what his answer was. He said it's none of that. He said the biggest expense that you're going to spend or pay out in your lifetime is taxes. And so I said, you know what, that is doggone right.
Because, oh, yeah, I understand that very clearly.
Yeah. Because sales tax, capital gains tax, gift tax, unemployment tax, property tax, generation skipping transfer tax. What the hell is that? Then they come with licenses and occupational tax. And to add insult to injury, all of a sudden they popped up with this new cryptocurrency tax. Now that was interesting to me, because they have done nothing to help you in producing any monies that you develop into that cryptocurrency, because they didn't know anything about it. They didn't even know how to tax it a few years ago. And it's not really a taxable thing. However, they turned around to justify it. They made it into a property tax, which in turn turns into a capital gain tax that they put on something that they didn't even help you even develop or produce. See the ugly side of this is that the people are growing angry. They're getting more and more upset because it looks like with that attack on that, that oil pipeline?
Yeah.
Just did it last week or this week? No, last week. This is last week or this week. It seems to though, man, they're not telling the people yet, but we in the nation, we already know that whenever there's an action, there's always a reaction. See, they're not talking about the fallout, but if they don't get that thing together by the end of this week, you're gonna start seeing the fallout behind that what took place with that probing into that infrastructure or whatever you want to call it, whatever type of electronic structure they calling it. But man, I think, man, that dollar finna really, really, really take a serious hit, man. Very serious hit. And yeah, man, so when I sat down and I looked at this after hearing the CPA's talk, and I had to reflect, brother, you know, to be honest with you, I believe what this all boils down to, it really looks like it's nothing but financial oppression. And it's really coming to light now, and the people are seeing it, because he as quiet as it's kept, what's that old egghead, one of the richest men in the world, but his head is shaped like an egg. Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
Bezos.
All right.
Yeah. Bezos sat there and sold stock of his own company, Amazon stock. He's selling out.
Uh-huh.
And for what I understand, Bill Gates, he's selling stocks of Microsoft. He's bailing out. So what is that saying to the wise?
These are two great economical figures. And, so what people do is keep an eye as best they can on giants like this to see what they're doing. To try and make the moves necessary so that they don't end up losing everything as well. They say, mm-hmm. Well, you know, if Gates is doing this, hey, man, you know, we better look at this. We better move our money, shift our money, you know, because, he's in the know. So being that he's in the know and he's moving his money here and there, yeah, we better take note of this. So let's find out everything we can about who else is shifting their money and moving their money and where they're moving it to. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're dealing with gangsters, man. I mean, you know,
yes.
People don't. A lot of people don't want to be blunt about it, but when you go down the ladder, you know, to the base level,
right.
Then they understand this, and people don't want to give the people at the base level credit for understanding. But they know they've been dealing with gangsters, you know, ever since they've been dealing.
Right. Right.
This is all mob territory. You know, and nothing happens without they getting theirs. You know, you got to pay to operate. You understand what I'm saying? And if you don't pay to operate, there's penalties for that. Right? And penalties that are undesired by the people.
Mm-hmm.
So once you understand you're dealing with a criminal, then, hey, you're understanding a whole lot about how this goes. Because if you look when you're dealing with the criminal, if you're doing something and you get away with whatever that is, you know, if they're really interested in giving you a whole lot of time, they're interested in making a deal. And the deal is they want to know how you were successful at doing what you were doing for so long without being detected. That's important.
Yeah.
That's really important because they got to close that opening. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
They got to close that opening so it can't be done that way no more to them. But they will use that same technology on someone else.
Yeah.
So you got to really understand where you are, what you up against, who you dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
really have got to know your opposition.
Right. That's why I think it's very important for us to actually understand that there is a difference between blackness and darkness. And that's one reason why I wanted to bring that up when, especially when I was studying with this balance question, the struggle for balance. Because, brother, I mean, even if you just take just that history on how the taxes started in the United States, I mean, it started back when the first personal income tax started. It was back in 1861 during the American Civil War. You know, Congress imposed that, you know, through what was called the Revenue Act of 1861. To where it was at that time, it was 3%, you know, of all income over $800. Okay, that was to be taxed. But then it turned around in 1862 after they saw that. Hey, wait a minute, man, this thing here got the potential to grow. then they turned around and levied it though to above 600. Let's see, and rising to 5% for income above 10,000, right? And then they say that rate was increased in 1864. And then the people repealed it. However, you know, man, it was just like what they call it, the genie was let out the bottle. And now here we are, it's 2021. I think they say today you pay about over 22% now in taxes.
Well, so, you know, you look at
3%.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now,
from
3%
to
22.
Yeah, go ahead.
You look at how it's sold to the public.
Mm-hmm.
It's sold to the public is it being a necessity, right?
Right.
To uphold the democracy and capitalism.
Yeah.
Like, things have to be paid for, bro. And when you look at what has to be paid for, is you want some kind of security in living in the world, in a country, against various things that could, you know, destroy you, destroy your property, destroy many things. So people with their expertise in these matters, in order to keep things, say, harmonic, they use their talents to keep this going like it's going. And these people have to be paid. Your military, it has to be paid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All of your representation, that have to be paid. Your police departments, your emergency center, all of these, whether it's city, federal, state, people got to be paid in order for you to have the life with the security in it that you have. They have to be paid. You got to get the money from somewhere. So since we all American, everybody chip in, supposedly, and pay X amount. And from paying X amount, all of that is collected. And you have the resources then to pay all of these various branches and systems to maintain homeostasis of the country. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't look at it as all bad in that sense. It's a system. It don't have to be a bad system. Well, it's abused in the people now. When a system begins to abuse people like it is, now you got a problem. You
yeah,
got a severe
because
problem
that's what
with
it,
that.
That's what it has become. It has become the great shakedown now. Because for what
yeah,
I understand, and I'm going to say this, for what I understand, you know, everybody was happy that they got this stimulus check, right? See, but what a lot of people getting ready to run into problems with is that it was reported that they actually had an extra box for the people to check, and they had to check whether they wanted taxes taken out of the stimulus check that was given. Some folks were just happy to get it, and they didn't check that box. So therefore, they're going to be on the fence for that tax. You see what I mean?
Well,
it's the big shakedown.
I understand. Like I said, I don't have a problem with paying taxes. I really don't.
Me either.
I think
you're fair with it.
That's the problem. See, that is the problem.
Yeah.
Everybody is supposed to be paying their fair and equal share, right? That ain't
right
then. And they give you other reasons why that ain't happening. You know, and so that creates this horrific imbalance. And as a result of it, the rich get richer and the poor carries the weight. The poor becomes the donkey or the ass that carries the rich man and let him enjoy the ride. That ain't
right.
That just not balanced. And so that's when it become a tax burden. It is a burden on the people. And this is why the people are rebelling so much.
right.
from paying taxes, and it's just unfair. And so, I mean, you know, you can have great systems, but once these systems become unfair and a burden to the people, then change has got to come about.
Exactly.
Or you have
that's
what
we're looking at.
Or you have
yep.
or you have revolution.
Yeah. Uprisings, all kinds of stuff.
Revolution.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. I mean, because cause to hear them talk about Social Security taxes, too, bro, that tripped me out, too. I mean, they taxing – now, this is the money you went to work for, especially our elderly. They went to work for all their working life. And now they being taxed at a more higher percentage than they used to be, were taxed on the retirement money.
Well,
so I tell you, man, they are putting it. Yeah.
Look at him. All I can say is this: him. But don't crack your head over trying to resolve this problem. This problem will be resolved, and it's being resolved every day now. It's called rebellion. See, it's one thing about people. That will come out of the people when they are oppressed great enough. They will rebel. And
right.
as a result of their rebellion, it's revolutionary wars. And it can spread very quickly. You have all kinds of civil unrest for various reasons. And so you can see it happening all over the world.
Right.
When people are being oppressed by the society that they live in and they feel that it's unfair, the burden that they carry, and not saying they just feeling this, it be factual, then something's
mm-hmm.
got to be changed. And so
right.
when the state or federal don't want to change it, they say it's written in law and they don't want to change it, then you can have rebellion out of the people in as many ways. You know, that's just a part of the change in nature. And the change
mm-hmm.
in nature occurs naturally. It occurs
right.
naturally.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Because survival is the order of the day.
Mm-hmm. And people
and so
are asking the questions. Yeah. People are asking the question, man, how did we get here? You know?
Oh, they know how they got there. From criminals.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And then when you're talking about wars, all those wars that took place, as you were saying earlier, man, you know, those things have to be paid. So what do? They'll start a war or go jump in one, and then that caused the tax burden to come back to be increased on the people. So when you're looking at the wayward behaviors over the years, man, from all the way since the United States started back with the first income tax, I mean, we're taxing the personal tax, as they called at the time. And now here we are in 2021, man, paying well over 22%. I mean, boy, just your behavior in the world is what's causing your dollar to fall. It ain't coming back up. Once whatever this thing is getting ready to take place here by the end of this year, man, it ain't gonna look real pretty, bro.
Man,
it would be
you
nice.
Know, like when you look, let's say the stone has already been dropped into the water, and
right.
the ripple is spreading all across it. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
as a result, you know, it, it just ain't really dawned on people yet what this stone is that was dropped in the water that's causing this ripple effect of destruction.
Yes.
You see, you know, it's the ripples are very strong right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the economies in the world, regardless of the propaganda you hear through the media, man, the economies in the world are devastated.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
And it's just once you realize what drives the economies, period. And these economies are what? They're attached. They're
yeah.
connected. You know, global economy, it's attached.
Yep.
It's connected. You see?
COVID showed us
and
that.
So, I'm trying
yep.
to tell you, man. And now you got a problem. You see problems like nobody want to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, this long period, this was a major hit in the psyche of people.
It sure was.
Everybody now trying to be self-employed. They're motivated. They like that free time they have at home with their family and moving about.
Yeah.
And this is just not poor people like a lot of people are saying. This is people,
right.
period. They like the comfort of working at home, and they found out other ways they could get their job done effective and efficient. Telecommunicating. And that is
yeah.
major now. So not only that, you look at the overhead that all of these corporations, major companies and banks, what they are paying in leasing and renting these huge facilities and buildings and things like that, you know, and to house the employees. Oh, man, just think of what a break it is for them not to have to pay that. They found out something, too, that they work and still go on with their employees being right at home. They work and still go on. And they don't have to have all that over here. So you finna see a whole lot of these buildings and things, they are unoccupied. And so a lot of them,
yeah.
people are coming right out of it. This is the ripple effect that you're seeing. COVID, what, caused a mighty ripple effect, and it's flowing. You see, people think that the only disaster that COVID really initiated was the one of sickness and death that really affected strongly the medical aspects throughout the system. But no, this is devastating effects on the economy. Incredible
mm-hmm.
effects on the economy. And so right now, if you look, as we're talking about this, if you look, you can see what's happening. It's real plain. The vaccines come in, right?
Yes.
When the vaccines come in, what? Man, there's been so much hype regarding these vaccines, it ain't funny. People don't bid more. People just as sheeple as that can be. They have no idea what this is about. They see the white coats, and the white coats are the authority figures, and whatever the white coats say is true. And so
mm-hmm.
when you see the big names that wear the white coats from the CDC and other places throughout the system, they're saying, this is okay. This is okay. Don't worry about that. They got to figure out a way to get all these people back to work to get
right,
the economy
right.
moving again. I don't care if it's giving them money. It ain't worth nothing, no way.
It's yeah.
give them all the paper in the world. It ain't worth nothing. Because what are you buying with it? You ain't buying nothing with it. And so,
yeah.
And then when you buy, where it go? It go right back to the source. Man, this thing is so huge, you just can't. Man, it's the whole. Now you start off giving people shots, right? Different ages, the elderly and so forth. You work your way down now to 12 years old, and they're working their way down to 2 years old because they have to free people up and make them feel okay. Everything is safe now. The pandemic is over. You don't have to wear masks. You don't have to do none of that. People don't see how this tied to the economy. They trying to get you back to working. The wheels ain't turning. You don't have a labor force anymore. And then, look, here's one other thing people ain't paying attention to. I'm going to say there's no leaders alone, man. Look, what's going down on the board with immigration?
Yeah, right.
Kamala Harris ain't been down there. She was put over it. Biden ain't been down there. They don't even want to carry a conversation on about it. You know why? America cannot function without slaves. So let all of these people, just let them all in here, because the people we have are spoiled. They don't want to work for this amount of money and that amount of money. So they spoil. So what we do, let all these people in here. And when all these, but we know these people coming out of horrid conditions. What will they work for? Give them work permits for a year. And then if they good on that, add two more years to it. Bro, when you see them sweep across America, and believe me, I'm not saying nothing ill about the people. The beautiful people, like all people, they're doing the best they can. They're running from terror, just like humans and other creatures do when geographical areas get too difficult to live in. They're doing the natural thing, and they're trying to get somewhere where they can have some type of a life that they can manage and cope and deal with. So they don't care right now. Just let me in. Don't send me back. Let me in. I work for anything.
Right.
I just need a foothold. And that's what this country needs, slaves. They can't do nothing for themselves. They've never been able to do nothing for themselves. And so they need slaves. So let's let all of the people in now, immigrants. We don't have to pay them no. They ain't going to be hollering about no $15 an hour. Hell, they'd be happy to get seven. Happy to get five. Shit. If you really want to go there, happy to get in and stay. You understand what I'm saying? And work for whatever they can get. And I'm not belittling the people. That's how you turn people into slaves. One of the ways is deprivation. And you use deprivation to stay deprived. So check this out. All of the jobs they get, by the time the Americans wake up, they decide, well, we better go back to work. You know why? Because they're going to cut off unemployment. They not only going to cut off unemployment, brother, they're going to cut off the assistance program.
They've been talking about it.
They cutting off everything unless you are showing the incentive to go and get a job. Everything is going to be tied to you going back to work. You get nothing for being at home. So
that's what it was.
By the time the Americans get ready to, when they make up their mind, because they ain't drawing employment, they're not getting food stamps because they ain't trying to get a job, they're not getting no assistance for housing and things like this, They done, the courts done, the courts been released on them to evict everybody who ain't paying. All these things, they get ready to go back to work. Where the jobs at? They gone.
Yeah, yeah.
They done disappeared. They don't need you no more. And as a why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they've been occupied by the people that is flowing in the country that will work for so much less. They don't have to. They minimal insurance, minimal benefits, if any, and they ain't going to be mad because they glad to get here. They appreciate
That's
it.
Right.
America
That's
can't
right.
function without slaves. And this
mm-hmm.
is what's happening, not going to happen. This is what's happening.
Yeah.
Boy,
this
our community,
happening.
I say this every week. We better get the hell out the streets, come back to our community, settle our differences, become a family again and a legitimate community again, and begin to become very productive where we are a need. We are absolute a need. What we produce is needed, and you can't do that without a what? Decent education. You've got to take advantage of it. I'm telling you, man, people were sitting around thinking this is going to happen like in the science fiction movies. It ain't. It's going to happen very naturally.
Right, right.
Very naturally. Whole groups of people, far as you can see, unemployed, no job, no money, no nothing, totally dependent on the government. But this time the government ain't going to come through. So do you see a migration?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Everybody's going to start migrating to other states, the states that are more sensitive to them where they believe they can get a little help. Then from migrating to states, when that burn out, because so many come into the state, they become a burden on that particular state because the state is not used to handling that many people. Then where they going to migrate? Well, just some hell of things finna occur. Now, that's
remember,
real talk.
And they know how to do it. And they know how to do it very well because remember doing, what's that, Hurricane Katrina? Man, you got black folks, man, that they flew from that area. You got black folks from New Orleans there in Utah. One lady here said she don't know how she ended up in Utah. It took some upstate, you know. And so they know
somewhere.
How to effectively do it. Yeah. They send you somewhere.
They tell you to get on the bus.
Yep.
They tell you to get on the bus and they ship you somewhere. You don't know where in the hell you go.
You don't know where in the hell you can end up at.
Because what? You didn't do nothing. You're at the total mercy of the government. What? Government says you can't blame us? That's what they gonna say.
Yeah.
We did everything we could. We did everything we could to assist the people. We gave them money. We repeatedly gave them stimulus to get them. People look at the word stimulus. It's something to get you moving.
Get you moving again. Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, it's going to, then they say, well, you know what a lot of people going to say is this, which is already occurring, but, I tell you what, I'm going to get mine one way or another. I'm going to get mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you see from that is people who have no background and no kind of crime whatsoever. It's so desperate now. Women are selling their bodies all over the street. They're selling their children and offspring. They're trying to eat. They're trying to live. Men are what? Robbing and stealing and killing and all kind of mayhem Now what? We got to figure out something. Mm-hmm. Got a way to justify bringing these police back together.
Mm-hmm.
So what? With all of this high rise of crime, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's going to be, what? Hey, you know, we have to have law and order. We have to have it. The people going to call for it. Just like they saying now, defund the police.
Yeah.
When this crime really cranks up, they're going to be begging for the police to come in their community and alleviate some of the burden of crime. And because it's going to be all kinds of crimes happening. And remember what I told you about the scripture when it comes to blood running in the streets as high as a horse's mane? You know what that is, so people will be aware of it.
Oh, I know. I definitely know
it's
what that
the
is.
Degree,
mm-hmm.
It is the degree of murder. Of
right.
Murder that is going to be going on in the streets of America. Murder by police, murder by
mm-hmm.
one another, murder in the
yep.
household because there's so much tension. In the household, because all these experiences have been, all of these experiments have been done before. They know
mm-hmm.
what happens when you have overcrowding and you
yeah.
have what? Lack of resources.
Yeah.
Something automatically increases. Incredible tensions.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they
yeah.
say survival of the strongest, survival
yeah.
of the strongest means what? Which means
you
just what
come
it
out
is.
On top. yeah. yeah.
And what? And now let's do what? While we know we got all this mental problems going on
Strength.
Amongst these
yeah.
what
right.
we want now, we want to give them all arms. We want to arm this. We want to make it where all of them can carry pistols and have shotguns and
mm-hmm.
all kinds of weapons of this sort. Huh? We
like
want
crazy,
to spend that
like
last
a crazy
money
governor.
On getting all this
yeah.
stuff. Who they gonna kill?
Yeah.
With? Who they gonna kill with it, brother?
Yeah.
Who they gonna
yeah.
kill with it?
Oh, they own the people
mentally
that they in close vicinity with. you know
mentally
that.
Mentally disturbed. High
yep.
anxiety, high stress,
yep.
and deprivation of everything. Who they gonna kill, brother?
Mm-hmm.
One another.
Oh, yeah. One another.
And as a result of this, the blood is going to rise in the streets of America all over it.
Mm-hmm. Because you see Texas right now, they talking about posing. Texas talking about posing right now that bill to have everybody walk around with their gun you wear on their side, holstered, out in the public for
well,
you to
know
see.
The tension that's going to create. You know the tension
that's
going to create.
That's what I'm saying, man. And then you look at and what the hell, you know, I'm not going to even say it like that, but Governor Abbott up in the governor's house acting like he damn Matt Dillon Gunsmoke or somebody. I'm going to sign it as soon as I get to my desk. As soon as you get to my desk. What the hell? He better have him some good security around because I don't think you can wheel yourself away from a gunfight.
No,
sorry about that, but
that. No,
is crazy as all get up.
There ain't
yeah.
nobody going after governor. You know, nobody.
It's crazy as hell.
See that?
Yeah. But
when you see nobody but his own kind, nobody else is going after governor. When I say that,
yeah.
you won't see it happening from no other communities but their own. This is why saying black people need to come out the streets of America because the way the enemy is going to kill each other is going to be unbelievable,
mm-hmm.
shocking. You understand?
Yep.
And the way the communities are going to kill each other from deprivation. Did you see what happened, like you said, with the gas crisis on the East Coast?
Oh, yeah.
People not getting gas. How they saying three quarters of the gas stations were closed. Brother, look.
Mm-hmm.
Gas costs what? What it is, you need to look at how many ways that gas is used. How many ways it's used, brother?
Man, what is the mechanism that
it drives? And you really
mm-hmm.
began to see then the effect across whole areas of land mass that is being affected
yep.
all kinds of ways. You know, when you talk about getting food to the market, drugs to the
yep.
drugstore that is needed.
Right, right.
All kinds of things. That, how you going to
mm-hmm.
get it there?
Yep.
Trucking industry.
Yep.
Trucking industry is affected.
Yep.
How? More than one way. Not only the lack of gas, but the what? High rise in gas prices.
That's right.
So you this thing is connected, bro. America's going down.
All of it's connected.
See,
yep.
it's just going down. But there's a reason they say whoever holds on to the beast will go down with the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
if
right.
you're holding on to America as security, then you're going to
mm-hmm.
go down when she goes down. And if you haven't done nothing for yourself, as the messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, instructed, if you haven't done nothing for yourself to make yourself independent,
mm-hmm.
well, you got to understand that word too, dependent from this world, then you're going down. I don't care what you think in your head. You're going down, brother. And that's like, who make jobs for
yeah.
you? Who make jobs
yeah.
for our community primarily?
Right.
And so if you're dependent on them jobs, then jobs ain't going to be there. They're going to be gone. There's many things that is replacing the human being.
Mm-hmm.
AI, robotics,
oh, yeah.
many
right.
things is replacing the human being. And so
That's
as
right.
a result, oh, man, I could go on and on. I don't want to go on with this here.
That's
I
right.
really don't.
That's right. but you know, and it's good to have this conversation because, you know, we don't know who we talking to out there. You got people all on both sides of the globe that's listening. And bro, just to look at the crippling effect that the economy is having all over the world, this is not just a isolated incident. It's going to hit us all, man. The rich and the poor will be crying in the days to come very loudly. All right, brother, you know what? Oh, boy, man, I must really got on the soapbox. Man, it's 2:59. Dang. You know what, brother and sister, as promised, we're going to come back. I'm going to do a quick break right quick. And we'll be back, and we're going to start talking on our subject today, which is the struggle for balance. right, all right, we're back. Yeah, brother, that song was called Fatherless by Indigo Blue. We played her music last week. An artist, she plays the harp, so I wanted to bring home her music and kind of feature it to the rest of the world to listen to it and just let us know, let the rest of the world know that, yeah, we play music in the nation, you know, and we play some very integral instruments as well, just as this week Minister Louis Farrakhan released to the public his concerto of Beethoven. And if you all want to see that performance, you can go to www.noi.org or type it in on through the YouTube and just put Farrakhan and Beethoven. All right. Man, the balance was struggle, brother. This has been on my mind this whole entire week, ever since our discussion last week. And when you made mention about Master Farad Muhammad, the teacher of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the founder of the Nation of Islam here in the West, when you made mention of him giving balance to the universe, and then I thought about that word balance, you know, and then it came to my mind that I have a study guide here that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had gave to us called through his series of self-improvement, the basis for community development. And it's a book. It's a book now of all of them. But in the study guide, it was a paragraph 16 of his lecture, and I'm going to read that, and we're going to start our discussion from there. And I tell you, it definitely sparked some ideas in my mind. And turn, because this book trying to be stubborn with me. Okay, here it is. It says that coming to birth is painful. It's painful to the mother, but if the baby could tell you what it just came through, the baby would have a story to tell. So oftentimes, when the baby comes forth, his head is pain. There are bruises on the shoulder because birth is painful. Likewise, you cannot go to new levels of consciousness, new levels of awareness, new levels of power and development without pain. And if you shrink from the pain and won't face the pain and face the difficulties, you will never evolve to the people that Almighty God intends for you to be. Okay, when I read that, and then and I drew from that, you know, when balancing out your life, it's just like coming to birth, in so to speak, because that means that you are forging your way out of darkness, out of the darkness of confusion, into light. And what is darkness? You know, darkness is the ignorance of not knowing the darkness that is cutting us off from the power within. If you look at darkness, some folks, that's the reason why I wrote that newsletter today, because the ideas that we have of darkness, especially if you think on an infancy level, you know, people always tell you all the time, man, I don't like night. You know, talk about, and then they be talking about, because the white man put it so much up in these movies that all bad happens at night. You know, you see the vampires come out at night, and all in the werewolves, everything is always hanging out at night. And this old recent thing they got running around here with, a little ugly thing called Jeepers Creepers. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
You know, yeah. They said, oh, man, take it. Everything bad happens at night. But we need to start looking a little deeper into the darkness, blackness, and darkness. So that's where I want to start, brother. You have anything to say about what Brother Farrakhan was talking about on that paragraph?
Well, I mean, pain, I don't know what he was talking about, really inferring, but pain is absolutely necessary to move within your environment to determine what is, safe for your survival and what is not. It's a indicator, and
right.
It's an indicator inside as well as out, and you need that because if putting your hand into a fire, if you didn't experience that, you know, you just watch your hand literally burn up. You see,
mm-hmm.
So. Pain is something that we shouldn't be scared of. We shouldn't be afraid of pain. But we should understand it.
Right. Right. And we should. Because when you look at the definition of balance, and I looked at these words, it says the state of being equilibrium. Equipose, I think I'm saying that right, equipose, equality, also mental stability and sanity. And then it also says that it's an instrument for weighing the scale by which deeds and principles are weighed and destined and determined, symbols of justice, to bring into, keep, or be in equilibrium, to keep in due proportion. What would be your definition of what balance is, brother?
Well, one thing,
especially if you're dealing with us as human beings, because look at that title, the struggle for balance.
Balance is
a struggle.
Well, it don't have to be. No, it's a struggle when you're ignorant of what is taking place. Then it's a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're knowledgeable of what's taking place, I said last week, how many people understand why Master Farrakhan Muhammad is referred to as Master?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you hear that term used, Master? And what has he mastered?
Right.
Master means one who has full and complete control of his said discipline. So
mm-hmm.
What has he mastered? We refer to him as Master Farrakhan Muhammad, right?
Right.
Why master? What has he mastered? He's mastered
right.
himself.
Yeah.
He's mastered himself. And so it is obvious and evident. Look at him. I say he is the best manifestation of the Allah. If you look at him from a mathematical or scientific way, he is the best example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Black and white, which represents what? Light and darkness.
Yeah.
Light
right.
external, darkness internal.
Right.
So out of that internal world, which he derived, he brought
mm-hmm.
what? The light with him.
Right.
And the light is the light of understanding of all. The light of understanding of all,
mm-hmm.
not just 99% of all is why he is recognized as the Allah. With him is the understanding of all there is.
Right.
That's why we bow down to him and recognize him as a God. We've been waiting on him. You know what I mean? It's sadly.
Right.
And so he is balanced.
And see, yeah,
he knows,
I like that.
He knows he's balanced. He knows both sides, and he knows the extent of both sides.
Yeah.
He knows, he taught us. Only reason we know is that information came from him. Ain't nobody
right.
made him out of a lie yet. There's a many who would love to make him out of a lie,
will.
And none of them
yeah.
have achieved that.
Right. Exactly.
So as far as you can take, look, I tell you how it is. You can take the scholars of this world, right, the highest minds of this world, and you can take one of his, students, and you won't have a match. I can bear witness to that fact. I can bear witness to that fact. We can ask questions to confound the minds of the scholars on this planet. Just we can fuck them with questions they can't deal with.
Right.
We can look. I don't want to point this at myself, but I'll say this much here. When I was teaching, the martial arts that I was teaching, you know what I did? They would say, "Man, how do you do this?" I would look at the teachers of the students that my students were competing against. I would look at them. And when I looked at them, I would see their level. And once I saw their level, what I would do is raise my students' level just slightly above theirs. Once I raise my students' level slightly above theirs, then I knew that their students could not compete with mine. I could do that because of my Islamic teacher, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I could see their level. And so I raised my students a little higher than the master teachers that my students had to compete against their students. And as a result of that, my students were constantly walking out of the ring with gold and winning medals. You say, well, I want you to understand something. We can see the, I was with one of my teachers one day at his house, and he had some Chinese, very high level, visiting him from China. And they were having a conversation. We were having a conversation about Wu. It's a term used by them called Wu Qi. Means
right.
It's like saying the grand void. It's like saying the darkness that we're talking about.
Yes.
That's what it basically implies. Wu Qi. And they were saying that it's nothing beyond that dark. And I simply said, how do you know? There's none. And they looked at each other and they looked at me And my teacher was, my martial art teacher was falling out laughing.
Right.
I said, how do you know? And they said, well, you know, it's Wu Chi. There's nothing beyond the dunk. How do you know? I said, what you're basing it on is the extent of your knowledge. So you conclude that the extent of your knowledge is all there is. I said, that means you're speaking from a position of absolute knowing. I say, what if there is one who have knowledge that says there's more? How can you even argue the point? You, with your light, meaning understanding, has only been able to go to the point of what? It's range, the range of your light. But the range of your light is not necessarily the range of my light. So I can go a little further than you and tell you about things that you would hope to know. And the only way you can find out is I give you the light to be able to see it.
Exactly.
My teacher fell out laughing. He fell out laughing and he said, I told you that he was different. He was not like the rest. And we had, after that, a great conversation. I could only do that because of my teacher.
Right.
And my teacher is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And his teacher was Almighty God, Allah himself. They knew they could not deny what I was saying. They submitted to it. They were intelligent men.
It's hard to deny it.
I say that. I say that. We know the extent. We know the range of the light that is on the planet today. Listen to me. We know the range of it. What they don't know is the range of the light of Almighty God, Allah, who came in the person of Master W.F. Muhammad. It ranges way beyond the range of the God who was before him. This is what I'm saying. And that is what? The light of understanding of all. He is the one with it. Prior to him, none had it. They only had the range, what? Of that which they could see within their span of time.
Right.
This one, they can see no end to him. None of them have the light to see the end to him. So he is said to be the greatest, the Alpha and the Omega. They could only see into this one's time 10,000 years. And the light of him became so bright, they could see no further, and they bowed to him. He is the greatest. He is the one. Yes. Messenger said, believe it or let it alone. We don't care nothing about whether it's believed. What could we, why should that bother us? We have no concern about that, not when you know.
So,
and I say that humbly, not arrogantly, humbly. Balance. He is the balanced one.
Right. And that's what we're talking about, the balanced one. Now, in the title, the struggle for balance, why do you think that the people find it difficult to be balanced? And I have to agree with what the minister was saying about about that struggle for balance, because even in nature, if you sit up and watch a horse, baby horse, come out for the first time, it has to get to that balance on his legs. You're gonna
okay.
stumble and fall. And the example I remember he gave, he's talking about a bird. He said the bird must obtain its balance before it can fly. This is a sign to us in nature that part of the ordained struggle for us includes overcoming the difficulty we must encounter in order to achieve balance. This difficulty must be faced and overcome in order to proceed on the journey to meet with God.
Well, it's something you're trying to, if you're trying to establish, let's look at what he said. If you're trying to establish balance, if you look at whether the horse you mentioned, the colt,
right.
Right. or the bird, what is it tied
mm-hmm.
to? His age.
Yes.
It's not? You take the human being as well, right?
Yeah.
It's tied to their age. Why is it tied to their age?
Mm-hmm.
It's how long they have been within the environment in which they reside.
Mm-hmm.
There are things they have to learn, is it not?
Oh, yeah.
That has everything to do with the acquisition of what?
Knowledge.
Balance.
Yeah.
Knowledge. That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So what they are struggling
for. That's where it all
starts. Or they're struggling
right.
for what? Knowledge.
Right.
Right? They're struggling
exactly.
to understand knowledge. Knowledge is everywhere in the universe, including the
mm-hmm.
darkness.
Oh, yeah.
It's
definitely.
Everywhere. No place in the universe that knowledge is not present.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I know it is. But it's the understanding of that knowledge.
Right.
There's a certain way you get it.
Right.
There's a certain way you get it. And you get it through what? Effort.
Oh, application. Yeah, application, man.
You have
yeah.
to make what is called effort, right?
Mm-hmm.
Will the baby ever stand if it never makes an effort to do it?
Right.
Will the bird ever fly if it never makes an effort to do it?
Oh, no, never.
Will the colt ever stand if it never makes an effort to do it?
Right.
You see? So one lacks knowledge, understanding. They got to make some effort.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to deal with pain. It ain't too comfortable when you fall
right.
and bust your butt in it.
That's right.
Or what? Are you going to stop there? Again, you were inhibited by the pain because you couldn't tolerate it. And so
right.
you chose not to get up and attempt to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
So pain is essential.
That's right.
In dealing with
it's very
it.
Very essential.
You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
So all I'm saying, beloved, is in acquiring that which one needs to be balanced, there's got to be some effort.
Mm-hmm. It has to be.
And too many is not willing to make effort, to give effort, to gain understanding in what they need to be balanced. Master Farad Muhammad, balance.
Exactly, and because I had a a brother was talking to me about how he cares a lot about his community, but he sees the scourge of drugs that's ravishing the community at the same time. And brother was looking for ways on how can he help deal with that situation. I said, how can he help to get the community to see what he sees? Go ahead, bro.
I was just saying this. Is, you know, light is incredible when you really learn how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to he's trying to use his light in order
right.
to get the people to refocus.
Mm-hmm.
And what they need to refocus on is different from what they are focused on presently.
Exactly.
You know, I got a friend who is a great trainer of dogs, right? Great trainer, right? But guess what? He can't stand to pick up their droppings. I mean, he's to the point where he'll throw up. He can't stand to see their droppings, right?
Right.
What I'm saying, I know it's a kind of peculiar point, but what I'm saying is this. If you constantly look at the negative all the time, what do you expect to see?
Exactly. You're going to only see what you constantly looking for.
Not only that, it's going to give you something to think about, too. So how your thoughts going to be? And if you're thinking about it all the time, what is the chemistry that you're making within your being?
Right.
And what is the effects of that chemistry in your being? What kind of behavior is it going to cause you to display?
Every action brings about a reaction, bro. Every action.
Hey, man. Hey, what can I say? If you love looking at waste material, you know, if that's
exactly.
your thing, then what it's going to lead you to is plenty of waste in your, it's going to be in your house, it's going to be on your clothes, all around you, because you're saying, I focus on it, I look at it, I love it. Because things that you really don't care about, you tend to change your view, move your focus, point of focus. You know what I'm saying? So if it's something I don't like, then I choose to look at something else, not to constantly look at what I don't like.
Yeah.
So if we as a people saying we don't like the things that's going on in our community, then we can change that once we learn how to use our mental faculties. Once we, you know, it's what I'm saying. Listen very closely. Once we learn how to utilize our mental faculties, we can change that overnight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
If that's what we choose to do.
If that's what we choose to do, because I'm a bear witness of that. Because when I was working there, up in a group of young folks in a warehouse, man, since I don't have the N word present in, around me, or in my home, I just don't care for it, and so I chose myself. As you mentioned about the thoughts in the mental facility, if you know how to use it, it'll be effective for you. I chose to make the area in which I worked in a N-free zone. You don't come over there with that. You know what I'm saying? And when I did it, brother, the young people that was doing it outside of that zone, they would come in the zone where I was, and they would sit down just as peaceful and calm, and the word never comes up. So I bear witness definitely what you're saying.
Sure. That is what we strive to do, to have more
right.
of an impact and influence on our environment.
Right.
Right?
Because the thing
but
is,
you,
man, yeah. Yeah.
But if you know, it's like I said, if you know, some people feel very at home in filthy places. Some people
right, there you
feel
go.
Very at home.
Yeah.
Very at home in violent crime areas. Some people feel
right.
like, yeah. I mean, this
yeah.
is it. This is what I grew out of, what I grew up. I like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, if they like it, they will only contribute to more of it.
That's right.
Because that's what they like. But if they don't like it, then what they will contribute to is changing it.
Right, right. And then
so,
you got
yeah.
if you're going to change something, though, brother, it is true that if you're going to change something, you're going to have to reflect the change in you as well in order to change the situation, because that goes hand in hand. If they don't see you as change, you saying that you have an issue with the people with drugs or people that's drunk around you, but yet you're doing the same thing with them, then you're not going to affect no change that way. You're going to have to do something different.
Well, see what it is. I've seen many young brothers become really frustrated over the fact they could not change the lives or either influence or impact the lives of those around them to want to change.
Right, right.
Well, you know, one of the things you can do is look at your own life. look at your own life. See, are we not talking about the powers of God?
Yeah, yeah.
Then what are the powers of God? How do God rule? How do God rule? You know, God's rule with their persuasion and influence. That's how
yeah.
God rule, with their persuasion
That's
and
right.
influence.
That's right.
No, you know, it's you can't resist it.
Right.
You don't have the wisdom. You don't have the knowledge. You can't resist it.
Right.
I mean, so what is he doing? How is he able to do that? He knows. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
What do he know? He knows the life that is in his environment. He knows this life. The Master Prophet Muhammad told the messenger, Elijah, tell him one time when he was telling the messenger, the teacher, tell him one time.
Right.
The messenger chose on his own to tell us more than once. He chose that on his own. He was working so hard trying to get us to see the best of ourselves.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
you know, we've been in filth a long time, and we love to wallow in it.
Exactly, man.
It is. You know, I mean, you know, that's what it is. So that's what he was up against, right?
Yep.
Until he learned. He learned. A lot of times, you know what a lot of times people don't realize? A lot of times people don't realize the messenger had to grow.
Exactly.
I mean, he had to grow. He had to grow in the teaching that he learned from his master.
Right.
It took time. The messenger was taught, he was taught night and day by his master, but it took time for him to grow. He got frustrated and had experiences like we have, no different.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept going. He kept going because he believed to the point until he came to know. He started off just like we do. We believe. And then believing come to knowing. That's where it leads us. When we, this is just an incredible thing. So dealing with the powers of God, you know, everybody's looking for the brother or sister, who, if I may say, who can take lightning and throw lightning at. Look, bro, let me tell you something. The God is so wise in knowing how we are. He knows how we are built all the way from the atom that produced the multi-atomic human being. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, look. He can send a word to you that you cannot get out of your head. He can send it personally to you that you can't get out of your head. And you be standing in the midst of 1,000 or 1,000,000 people, and that word comes straight to you.
Yep.
You understand?
Out of all people. That's
so
right.
When I tell people they need to study themselves, they need study how they work as a being. And once they began to study self, how they work as a being, why you have the systems that you have, how these systems work together to keep natural homeostasis, that's self-knowledge. When you begin to learn things like this, then these things that I'm saying don't sound so far-fetched.
That's
you know, one of the biggest things right now, take advantage of all of this scientific knowledge out here about COVID. As a result of COVID, there's a lot of science going on right now. A lot scientists is on Front Street. They're talking a lot of science. So this is a good time to kind of find out a little something. It may get you interested in something. So when they're telling you about such things as mRNA, DNA, when they're telling you about things like receptors and proteins, and when they're telling you about how things, even they're talking about COVID, how it get into the body, how you know, when they talk about layers of skin and what that's about, man, it's all kinds of keys to that.
Right.
And this particular virus, I just kind of like searches until it gets where, you know, it's got a hookup. And that's what we call it, the hookup.
Exactly.
In the hookup, it finds a receptor that is open to what? Its influence. And so it connects. When it connects, it set off something. And what it set off is something else inside to set off something, and it goes right in. You know the password?
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of things are coded.
Right.
Well, you know, but if I don't want everybody in here, I say only somebody can come in here if they got the right password, right? If they ain't got the right password, they can never get in here. They're kept out, right?
Exactly. You kept out until you come over.
But if they got the right password, then what? They are received. They are received. And so that means I have a receptor for this particular password, right?
Right.
And so when they say it, I receive it. They come in. Who they come in? They come in through me, which sets off another action behind me.
Yeah.
You see? And so this is all science. And it's all science because I keep saying the God is the master scientist. All them little questions people are asking, they're asking based on the light that they have, light meaning understanding, and information that they understand mm-hmm. about what they are searching. You see?
Right.
But he is the one who got the understanding of all of that. And you know what he's saying? Brother, that's what the message is. He just think of it. He called me brother. It's family.
Yeah.
So you're open yeah. to that. You can hear the God. I told you in the God's word is something we have receptors for.
Mm-hmm. For. Yeah.
That's why he told the messenger to tell us one time.
Right.
He knew, and you think about when you came in the nation, when you heard that brother, whomever it was, teach it, you already knew. If you never heard it before, you already knew it was the truth, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, well, it was definitely my cousin. I didn't go in the doors, but it was my cousin that brought that word to me.
Because when he brought
yep.
that word, what? You had receptors that are, what? Open to that word and its influence.
Right.
Boy, you ooh,
it was definitely interesting.
Go. He can change your whole makeup, brother.
Right.
He can change your, he can go, he can, that word has the power to go to your book inside. And those proteins can make
mm-hmm.
by arranging in an order that they are programmed. Listen at this. They can arrange the blueprint in a
yep.
way to produce whatever we need
mm-hmm.
to restructure ourselves and maintain ourselves, influenced by
right.
that word to do so.
Right.
That's the power of the God.
And you know, it makes sense because when you're talking about balancing, you know, you're going to have to. You just take, for example, a table. You got four legs on the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that produces a solid balance. So, you need four different components that you have to look at, because most folks, man, for the most part, people want good things for themselves. They want more balance in their life. They want to be, you know, feel secure. But how are you going to get to those things? And brother just laid it out just beautifully when he made mention about knowledge. But what else come with knowledge? Then you got to go to understanding. Then after you gain understanding, what's after understanding? Then you got wisdom. Now you learn how to do some things. Now, what about after wisdom? What do you have after that? You have self. You have self.
Well, yeah, and what you will.
And then from self, it makes you a what? It can make you a God. It can make you
well,
a God.
Look here. You are by nature what you are. You are by nature what you are. But a
right.
lot of times your potential is not fulfilled.
Yeah.
You see?
That's right.
But by nature, you have the potential to be.
Yeah.
You have the potential to be. But a lot of times, it's not realized. It never
right.
matures to that degree. And so if it never
exactly.
matures to that degree, then you never become what potentially you could be. You see
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So realize this. As long as you're struggling with good and evil, as long as you're caught
mm-hmm.
in that web, it's going to be difficult
yep.
to get where I'm talking about.
It's going to be very
it's
difficult.
It's going to be difficult to get there. It's going to be good. And you have to understand something about Master Farad Muhammad in order to understand what I'm saying now. If you, as
mm-hmm.
long as you're struggling with good and evil. You know, that's why they got a little scripture for that. All things work together for the good. Not some things, what? All things work together.
All things.
For the good.
Right.
Of those that love the Lord.
Right.
So you got to understand here, as long as you, well, I'm trying to be good, right? What the hell are you trying to be good? I told you about that with the dessert. The same things you embrace, you'll push away after a certain point.
At this certain
point. So now we're talking about balance, are we not?
Oh, yeah.
Are we not talking about balance?
That's so what we're talking about.
What is when you talk about God is good, you know, you hear a lot of our Christian brothers and sisters that say what? They say, how they make that saying, God is good all the time?
Yeah.
Is
it? Yeah. Yep.
Is it? No,
it's always a balance. No.
God is balanced.
He is balanced.
He knows how to use both hands. He knows how to use both hands according to his aim and purpose.
Right.
And that's something that we have yet to learn. We constantly feel trapped in the what? Duality. As long as you trap into duality, you can only be a victim of the beast.
That's true. That's true.
You got to rise above that. And that's why you be struggling within yourself, trying to figure it out, and you ain't going nowhere. You war, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this warring in my members? When I warn do right, I find that another is a present. See, you're trying to be good, right? You're trying to be good. You ain't trying to be balanced, brother. You're trying to be good. Why not try to be balanced?
Try to be balanced,
Since that's the new way, it's the way of our God.
Right. Why not try to be balanced?
Then why not to be balanced rather than trying to be good? That time is over, duality.
Right.
That time is over. We no longer serve duality. We serve the one God. Ain't that it? Faith.
Yep.
That means you are told to what? Recite something. Faith. He, Allah, is one. He used both hands to do what he want to do, what he need to do, what he wills to do.
I like that. I like that, and that needs to be a new mantra in our everyday saying. Instead of trying to be good, man, I'm just trying to live a good life. Exchange that and say, I'm trying to live a balanced life, you know? The way it should be balanced out. And you will find that in the balancing, there will be satisfaction. There will be peace of mind. You know, you will find
like
all that in the balance.
Before.
Yeah.
Like you never known before.
So you know, let me give out these attributes for this week as well.
Now,
remember, the reason why we're doing these attributes is because once you understand the power of God, which is found in these attributes, you're going to find out by the time we finish with the whole and complete 99 of them, they already exist in you. Every last one. and we'll prove that point. But here's number 6. It says the giver of life, the bringer of death, the destroyer, the ever living, the sustainer, the self-subsisting, the perceiver, the illustrious, the magnificent, the one, the unique, the one and only, the eternal, satisfier of needs, the capable, the powerful, the omnipotent, the the promoter, but the expenditor, or something like that. But it says the delayer, the retarder. That's interesting. Retarder. The first, the last, the manifest, the hidden one, the knower of the hidden, the governor, the patron, the self-exalted, the source of goodness, the kind benefactor, and the ever-pardoning, the relenting. And, yeah, brother, that's 20 of them. You know what, let me go with these other ones. Number 81, the avenger, the pardoner, the most kind, the master of the kingdom, owner of the dominion, the possessor of glory and honor, the Lord of majesty, the equitable, the requiter, the gatherer, the uniter, the self-sufficient, the wealthy, the enricher, the withholder, the distressor, the benefactor, the light, the illuminator, the guide, the incomparable originator, the ever-surviving, the everlasting, the inheritor, the heir, the guide, the infallible teacher, the forbearing, the patient. Man, those are powerful attributes there, bro. And inside of us as men and women, we can manifest some of those. You may can't say that you can actually sit up and create something out of thin blue, you know, out of the atmosphere when there was just, you know, nothing but just darkness out there. However, you can take all this borrowed material that is out here within the earth, and you can pull something up out of the earth, and you can create and fashion something from it.
Let me say one thing. Don't limit yourself.
Go ahead.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't limit yourself because, you know, that affects your thinking. And don't say what we can't do. We can do what we will. You see, the whole thing is getting back to yourself. You have to get back to yourself. When you do all of those things that you knew, you find they ain't going nowhere. They still there. And you find, I mean, it's very deep in that respect. So it's amazing what you can do. We brought ourselves from that darkness. Know that. We brought ourselves from that darkness. That's why we have that teaching. We brought ourselves from that darkness. How we do that? The messenger told us. You see? And now, if you want to know more, just focus on that. Look, this white boy, and no disrespect, because he learned from our brother. He is showing you things every day. And the cold boy brother, look, we are not paying any attention. This white boy is showing you things every day that he can do, that he have achieved, because he studied, he researches, he learned. His scientists work around the clock. Some of them work around the clock doing nothing but what? Looking and studying the sun. So we just behind, man. We so busy just trying to get a job. And that kind of thinking is not going to allow you to reclaim yourself to be what you should be. It's not. You got to get out that frame of thinking, that slave thinking. That's the thinking we had in 6. You have to get out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you know where you'll be balanced in that state of mind. And that's where it's at, the changing of your mind. It's a what is it? It's a passage.
Mm-hmm.
And that passage, let me see. You know, you got to be new. It's
mm-hmm.
be ye renewed by the transforming
mm-hmm.
of your mind. Your mind has to be transformed. You can know, it can know, and it has that ability.
Mm-hmm.
It has that ability. You have to have a new
mind. It does
mind.
Have that ability.
You know about them scriptures where you can't put old stuff in the
oh, yeah,
new
old
skin,
wine.
Right?
yeah. You want an old wine skin.
You don't want to be, you don't want to do that. You see, you want to put new in you.
Right.
So
look like you
start
got
thinking
seconds.
That, start, yeah, all right, start thinking, knowing that you are the original man. You are, you don't have
right.
to try to be, you are the original man. And just focus on that.
Right, right. And before we get out today, I'm gonna read a little passage from my book on self-exploration. It says that blackness and darkness are two different contrasts. Darkness is the weak part of blackness, which is the surface, and can be partially penetrated by light, only to reveal more blackness at the root level. Original blackness can't be penetrated by light. In fact, all light is absorbed in real blackness. The subconscious and conscious mind both manifest this phenomenon of the universe. The subconscious mind, known as supreme intelligence, is found in the psyche of the human being, which manifests blackness. The conscious mind, known for God in the storehouse of supreme intelligence, has the keys to open all locked doors of the storehouse. However, there's only one master key that opens all doors, and that key is named acknowledgement. This is a powerful truth to explore on trillions of levels. Trillions of levels. So, you know, brother, I do believe, man, you know, if you want a more balanced life, you're going to have to start opening yourself up to higher levels of knowledge and understanding. You're going to have to. And be willing to open yourself up to a person that possesses a higher mindset than you. The messenger did it. And look at what he built. You know what I'm saying?
All praises do to Allah. So I'm like,
we have to do it. We have to do it. And brother. Like I said, man, when we talk about the, sometimes whenever I speak to the point now, the originator. And from the originator, when the originator began, with from what we was taught, it was only one that started, that had that spark, that first spark, and then all came after him. After, you know, well, we just saw the originator, because I don't think he or she was ever even existing at that time. but we're going to get deeper into it as time goes on. But that's what I was talking about. Okay, so we'll talk to you all next week. Yeah? Peace.
Peace.